is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Today's report on inflation shows something analysts have been watching for.
We are seeing the impact of tariffs starting to push up the inflation rate. And we see it most specifically in the food part of this survey. Coffee prices up by 2.2% in just 1 month. Citrus prices up 2.3%.
Analyst Jill Schlesinger, that presents a challenge for the president, who promised during his campaign to immediately bring costs down. Severe weather pounded the Northeast yesterday, with some roads still closed today after flooding. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declared a state of emergency.
You know, last night we got crushed in this part of the state in particular. Sadly, two losses of life in Plainfield in a vehicle that was swept away, and they sadly, the deceased were extracted.
The weather caused flight delays and cancellations. Torian Small reports from Capitol Hill. Senate Republicans are considering a bill today that would claw back more than $9 billion in international aid and public broadcasting.
We're starting to hear more reservations among the conference, but not the significant amount that would suggest that they just don't have the numbers yet. What we're expecting to happen over the next couple of days is for Senate leadership to talk to those Republicans about what concessions they would like to see made in this legislative package, or whether or not they could stomach the package as is.
Beyonce has had some of her unreleased music stolen from a car in Atlanta. The thief also made off with concert plans. Rolling Stone's Tomas Mir.
With somebody of the caliber of Beyonce, you expect everything to be in vaults with a lot of locks and keys. I think it's just going to cause Beyonce to just have everything locked and loaded in case it is released or somebody does leak this footage or music, that she has that ready for her own releases at the time that she's ready to release them.
Two men in Britain have been sentenced for cutting down an iconic tree. Vicky Barker has that.
Stand up, please.
Sentenced for chopping down Britain's beloved Sycamore Gap tree.
Mr. Daniel Gray, Mr. Adam Carruthers, I pass the same sentence in respect of you.
That sentence, 4 years and 3 months. Under British sentencing rules, they'll serve less than half of that for felling the tree made famous in the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves film. The judge also ordered the forfeiture and destruction of defendant Daniel Graham's Range Rover and cell phone, both of which were used in the crime. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
On Wall Street, after the inflation report, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials currently down 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. There's a big police presence in Racine this morning for what seems to be a death investigation. It's at 11th and Washington. WISN crews report seeing at least one body being put into the medical examiner's van on scene, plus they saw bullet casings on the ground. The investigation spans multiple blocks in that area. This story is still developing. At the time of this recording, we don't have much information from authorities, so we'll update if we learn more. Meanwhile, Racine police are still investigating a burglary-turned-homicide from Friday. Two men were shot, one died, and the other is in the hospital. One suspect has been interviewed. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. Gun violence in Racine is actually trending down by 80%, according to an analysis from the Racine County Eye. And a big goal for Racine schools, district officials are working to boost reading scores. By 2027, Racine Unified administrators want 3/4 of K through 3rd graders reading at grade level. The district has added new literacy coaches for 3rd graders this year, and next year, 4th graders will get them too. That's according to data shared during a work group last week. Meanwhile, it's still unclear whether Racine Unified will get money to help Wisconsin kids learn to read from the state. The bipartisan Act 20 switched the state to teaching science-backed reading methods. It was also supposed to give districts literacy coaches. Because of a spat between lawmakers and the government, governor, Republicans didn't release the $50 million approved to actually implement the law, do all the training, buy new books, pay the salaries of those literacy coaches. After the Supreme Court ruled in Republicans' favor, they released $9 million of that funding. However, they allowed the remaining $41 million earmarked for student literacy to go into the state's general fund, an over $4 billion surplus. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic. The All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski is there. Likely get to pitch in the sixth or seventh inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just five career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Hot and humid today with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. Slight breeze out of the south, clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
WRJN. What are you doing tonight? You got no place to go. Gotta get out of the city. Why don't you come along with me? Might find out tonight. Get your girl and hold it tight. We can take it nice and easy. You know it won't be long till we'll be down by the
Osmonds sounding like anybody but the Osmonds. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, said Dan proudly. WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belong.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Tonight, I'm taking in the fine sight. I'm taking the strings on my kite.
I'll just take your glasses. The moments we two can share, quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Climax did Precious and Few. If you're headed to the beach anytime this summer, today's a good day. Go to the Beachside Oasis at North Beach and take in WRJN. They've got the music playing for you. So, perfect weather. You're at the beach. The water sounds great, but so do the timeless hits playing over the loudspeaker. And you're right close to the food and beverages, too, right? Well, there's no downside. See you there at the Beachside Oasis with WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring one of their most popular summer Kringle. Key Lime Pie Kringle is back. And you're going to love its tart and creamy key lime filling. This customer favorite is not to be missed, so be sure to pick one up this week. And while you're there, pick up one of O&H's sensational chocolate eclairs, an irresistible indulgence. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes. Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep
Terry,
awkwardly chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
WRJN.
To me, quite independent
with Shally Pittman filling in for Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman. 1 week from today, Matadors, Javelins, and Gremlins come home to Kenosha. The world's largest AMC car show kicks off next Tuesday and runs through July 27th. The main event of the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show happens next Saturday in Kennedy Park. But all week long, there will be cruise-ins, open houses, and special events at historic AMC sites across the city. Auto production in Kenosha dates back to 1902, and AMC was one of the most iconic brands built here. Car assembly stopped in 1988, and engine manufacturing wrapped up in 2010, but the legacy still rolls on. There's a full schedule of events on the Kenosha History Center's website. Racine Unified has posted its school supply lists, and for families who need help, local programs like the Salvation Army and United Way will offer free backpacks filled with supplies later this summer. But this month, United Way is continuing its collection drive. Find the full roundup of resources for families at racinecountyi.com. While the race for governor is still more than a year away, Whitefish Bay Republican Bill Berrien is moving fast. Less than a week after announcing his campaign, he's booked about $400,000 in ads on radio, TV, and online. The former Navy SEAL and manufacturing executive faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman in the Republican primary. Governor Evers has not yet said if he'll run for a third term. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Hot and humid today, with highs spiking to the upper 80s and the humidity really making it feel more like the low 90s. Slight breeze out of the south, clear skies tonight. Do have showers and storms targeting us tomorrow afternoon, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This guy started out playing jazz while he was in the Air Force. In a band is kind of a sidebar. Here's Charlie Rich, WRJN.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene. To talk, boy, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind. Turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get
what's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN Zombies There. Here comes the Association Wendy. Terry Kirkman of the Association told me that when they were in the studio recording Wendy, he didn't know what to make of the song.
I don't think anybody in the group knew where the song was going, and it just took this form. We got through, my manager, Pat Coleccio, at the time, he came around and said, what do you think? I said, Pat, I don't even know if I like it. You know, I don't know if I like it for us, but it's so infectious. So what do you think if they release it? It's so infectious. If they release it, I've been number one in 6 weeks. You know, right on the button, bam, there it was. You know.
And it spent a month at number one. Wendy, the Association, WRJN.
Everyone knows it's windy.
starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside.
Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget at 1:45-ish this afternoon, the lead vocal on this song is by the sister of a heavyweight champion. Heavyweight boxing champion's sister sang lead on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets that you'll hear at 1:45-ish this afternoon. Any guesses who that might be? Or her brother? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? It's coming 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC homecoming. After three long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. It all starts Tuesday, July 22nd at 4 p.m. with the opening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Then, all week long, get your fill of classic car excitement, high-speed thrills with AMC racing, a special evening cruise in at the original AMC factory site, the Friday night parade and downtown block party, a massive swap meet full of vintage finds, and it all wraps up with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Stay tuned to WRJN for a daily listing of can't miss events. Powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit, Anaya's Auto Repair, Diagnose It, Fix It, Done, and the brand new Station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
It's WRJN, CBS News on the way.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place.
WRJN.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Cammie McCormick. We're starting to see the effects of tariffs at the grocery store. Jim Crisula reports on the latest economic report.
The U.S. Labor Department says inflation rose last month to its highest level in 4 months as the cost of gas, food, and groceries increased. That reversed several months of cooling price pressures. These people in Greenville, South Carolina have noticed.
Everything seems to be more expensive.
I can't believe how much everything has gone up. It's ridiculous.
Beyond frustrated. Makes no sense.
Financial experts are trying to determine how Trump administration tariffs are affecting prices.
Higher inflation could also heighten the Federal Reserve's reluctance to cut its short-term interest rate, as Trump has been demanding. President Trump on social media this morning announced a trade deal with Indonesia. The European Union is ready to talk tariffs. European trade officials are on their way to Washington. And while they have raised the prospect of putting tariffs on U.S. goods,
it is not our intention to come forward with any countermeasures before the 1st of August, while negotiations continue.
EU spokesman Olaf Gill. Elaine Cobb reports from Paris. America